Sheriff Creel says he doesn't see a connection between the graffiti and is suspending deputies who made, quote, insensitive comments regarding protesters in Ferguson, Missouri, following a grand jury's decision not to indict Officer Darren Wilson in the death of Michael Brown.
I don't think it's connected. I don't. I just think this is some kids that, on a whim, decided to go out and do something like this. But I don't think it's connected to the deputies.
And he says he doesn't think it's anyone belonging to the KKK either.
I don't think it had to do with the Ku Klux Klan. I've never heard of there being a chapter down here.
We've known for some time, based on information that has been provided by, Southern Poverty Law Center and the Klan Watch and other groups, that there are little pockets of white supremacists that are up in our area up here, and some of them I think were out in that Wakulla area and in the rural areas around Leon County.
That's Dale Landry, the vice president of the northern region of the NAACP. He thinks there's a direct connection between the KKK graffiti and the suspended deputies. That's because one of the sites, the New Bridge Hope Missionary Baptist Church, was the location of a recent town hall meeting held by Landry and Creel following the deputies' comments.
That was the same site where we had the town hall meeting in the wake of the comments that were made by the deputies. And this is where the community came out to not speak out at, but to speak to the sheriff and let the sheriff know their concerns regarding what was written by the deputies. And even more about some of the past incidents involving at least one of the deputies. So it was there, and it was a week later that this occurred. So there's a direct link.
Still, Landry says he's not ruling out Creel's hypothesis, but he says regardless if it's a prank or not, the reality is it's the same mentality meant to cause uneasiness in a community trying to heal. Meanwhile, both Landry and Creel say they were heartened and hopeful when members of a predominantly white church took the time Sunday to worship with the congregation of one of the vandalized predominantly black churches. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.